It's telethon time. It's September. It's the Bob Enyart Live annual telethon. Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. So glad to be in studio today to help with the telethon, Bob. I'm wondering why it is your accountant just walked in. He had a shovel, a coffin, and a headstone.
That's right.
What's the deal with that? Accountants don't come in. Was that a symbolic thing?
It was. It's somewhat symbolic. Ken, thank you for bringing in all those.
So, folks,
that's
you need
a stack of bills, wasn't it?
That was a stack of bills, yeah. and a shovel.
We're at $4,750 of our goal of $30,000.
$30,000
for September.
That's all it takes to keep Bob Enyart Live on the air for another year. It's a bargain at twice the price, folks.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone and call 800-836-9278. Donate to the telethon. Go to kgov.com.
Yeah.
Go to the store. Buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We need your help to stay on the air.
Yeah, Doug, we're struggling, and, you know, we're struggling so much. If anybody ever wanted to buy, like, 50% interest in my life's work, I'd sell it to them about now.
Of the plot?
I think I need a partner, because we need revenue to keep Bob Enyart Live on the air for another year.
And it's important that this broadcast remain on the air, because this broadcast does things that nobody else does and says things that nobody else says that need to be said.
Yeah, you know, it was encouraging. Yesterday, we got orders for science materials and other resources from North Carolina, California, and from a business owner in Denver, three people that we had never heard from before. Mm. And that's an example of how the outreach of this Bob Enyart Live, kgov.com, continues to reach more people.
Okay, but I may have broken a cardinal rule in radio by opening with the telethon. Instead, let's quickly talk about Tim Tebow. We want to be able to. We want people to tune in. Don't change that dial. Don't touch that dial, folks. We have Tim Tebow news.
What can we possibly talk about Tim Tebow?
Well, there's a couple things. I think Tim Tebow has a new record. I'll have to have my other brother Daryl. He may have to look into this for us to see if anyone else has achieved such a noteworthy accomplishment. Tim Tebow, as far as I know, is the first backup quarterback to have his own page at NFL.com.
That is significant.
Daryl, are there any other backup quarterbacks?
Do you remember? We'll check that.
Well, he's researching
right now. That's in the
NFL
database, stats database.
That's right.
We'll find out. Doug, remember we did the show on the Tebow records, Tim Tebow, NFL and college records?
I remember the halcyon days of the 2011 football season.
Yeah, and we put this up, kgov.com/Tim Tebow NFL records, and now here we are, you know, going on a year later.
Yeah.
And 3.7 million websites pop up when you Google Tebow records.
That's a lot.
And we're beating ESPN.
Wow, we're beating ESPN.
We're beating all of the New York sports media, all of it.
That's awesome.
We're a little bit behind Wikipedia, but that's not a surprise.
They come up at the top of every Google search. I think they've got some inside information on the algorithm or something.
Yeah, but Wikipedia. You know what's funny? Our page is so much better than what they have on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I mean, we list all of the Tebow records, and then there's the unborn baby. Remember the ultrasound picture of the little boy Tebowing? In the womb?
Yes, I remember.
In the womb. And so there's a pro-life message on there. There's a link to find out about the gospel.
A lot of great
stuff.
For
sports fans.
Above the fold for you, for you sports fans.
So trying to be wise and reach people who are heretofore unreached.
Amen. That's awesome. And how many now? That was 3 million?
3.7 million.
3.7 million.
And kgov.com/Tebow is number 3.
Wow. You know, that is a lot more pages. That, let's say you wanted to go on the web and find either video or commentary desecrating the name of the holy prophet Mohammed. Let's say you wanted to do that.
Right.
I did a search on a certain phrase here related to Mohammed.
Yeah.
And there is 125,000 different web pages you could go to where Mohammed...
Like Mohammed records.
Well, something like
that. Like how many children he had
Well, that's what I looked at, Bob, basically. And folks, if your young kids are listening, you may not want... We're going to talk about Mohammed. Enough said, okay? You might want to change the, turn it down for just a second. I looked up Mohammed child molester. 125,000 different websites that you can go to. And I am amazed and stunned that the State Department and the mainstream media continue to insist that this one obscure video has incited these riots violence all over the earth.
What a good point.
There's 125,000 different websites that have been there for who knows how long, days, weeks, months, years.
What a good point. A few years back, the Pope did a speech at Regensburg.
Right.
And he quoted an emperor from 1,000 years earlier.
Right.
And the emperor said, you know, the problem with the Mohammedans.
That's what we used to call the Mohammedans. Yeah.
Is that they're violent. And so Muslims all over the world staged protests where they burned police cars. They smashed windows.
Right.
To insist that they're not violent.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a trend.
Well, and you know what? This relates. Let me get this relates, Bob. This relates to a story about a public school in Rhode Island. I'm going to make this connection, okay? I'm going to set...
Okay, because the Tebow-Muhammad connection was sort of tenuous.
That was a bit tenuous, but I did make
it. A bit of a stretch.
I did. Well, there's 3 million hits for Tebow records. There's 125,000.
For Muhammad child molester.
That was pretty tenuous. But let's go to Rhode Island, Bob.
Yeah.
From Cranston, Rhode Island, the ACLU filed a complaint against the school district there, the government school district, and the superintendent has now ended the district's father-daughter dances and mother-son ball games in order to, he says, comply with Rhode Island's state gender discrimination laws.
This is, Doug, we've been talking about this kind of thing on Bob and Your Life for 20 years. Tell us a little bit more, and then I'll remind the audience how we've been warning about this all along.
Well, the ACLU filed a complaint, and listen to what the executive director.
I have it
of the ACLU.
You hear that?
Hey.
I have a DVD.
Didn't you interview the executive director
of the ACLU? Debate, Bob Benyard versus the executive director of the ACLU, Jim Joy, Colorado ACLU.
Oh, Colorado.
On public television.
Yeah.
And we got the DVD right here. We'll talk about it in a moment.
It's only $100 for the telethon. It's a special. The ACLU debate, it's only $100.
Wow.
Send us $100. We'll send you a free copy of the ACLU debate.
I have to say, I will. In fact, if somebody makes a subscription to the Bob Benyard Live, to any of our resources, our Bible studies, our seminars, our topical DVDs.
Yeah.
We've got so many neat subscriptions people could get. Then we'll send you a free gift. If you want the ACLU debate, we'll send it to you.
Yep. Just mention the ACLU
on DVD.
And that's worth twice the price, folks. And how much? It's not really $100. But if you send $100, we're going to send you a free copy.
Yeah, we'll
if
send
you mention.
Yeah. A one-time gift.
Mention the ACLU.
Of $100 or more.
That's right.
Or any subscription.
Any subscription.
And we'll send you this ACLU debate where, hey, we really had the executive director of the ACLU over the ropes on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fascinating.
That was one of the interviews I watched when I realized that Christianity can be masculine and it can be powerful when employed against the evil people like Jim Joy, director of the Colorado ACLU.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, his name, let's go back to Rhode Island. where the school district has banned mother-son baseball games and father-daughter dances because the ACLU got all up in arms about it. The executive director, Steve Brown, told the Associated Press that gender-specific events are not appropriate and commended the school system for banning them. He also he says that such events play to gender stereotypes.
Right. Now, Doug, the hypocrisy, these are the people who claim to be tolerant, right?
That's true.
Tolerance is their alleged virtue.
Yes.
These are some of the most intolerant people in the history of the world, so much so that they are intolerant of a society bragging about we have dads who love their daughters and daughters who love their dads. They hate that. And the reason we've gone down this path is because, as we said on Bob and Yurt Live, and I mean we're going back 22 years ago. I remember saying this to Ken Hamblin on his show when he interviewed me.
Yeah.
You remember Ken Hamblin?
I loved Ken Hamblin.
KNUS
Where
Radio.
Is that guy?
I think he was on
He
New
fled
York
to
for
the
a
hills.
While. He's gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, that they want to normalize perversion.
Mm.
But the only way to normalize perversion is to somehow criminalize or ban normalcy.
Yeah.
Because when you have something normal next to something perverse, then the perverseness stands out. It's ugly.
Right.
So they have to make, like, Ozzie and Harriet, you know, the typical Hollywood mom and dad.
The all-American mom and dad.
Every mention in our popular culture of a traditional family on Hollywood, mom and a dad. And that was actually a real family, if I recall.
Yes.
Ozzie and Harriet were actually married.
They were.
And the kids, their sons, were actual brothers.
Yeah.
Was it a brother and sister? It was actually
two brothers and a
family.
Sister. Yeah. Two brothers. Yeah, yeah.
One of them became a rock and roll star. We have it from our sports producer.
Thank you, Daryl.
Two brothers. And they're only mentioned it with derision and with hatred.
Yeah.
The family, as God described and designed the family, is a mother and a father and children.
Mm-hmm.
And not that everybody needs to be married.
No,
of course not.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Not that everyone needs to have children. Of course not.
But God does have an ideal idea for the family.
Yeah, and so kids are best raised, all other things being equal, when they have a mother and a father.
Yeah.
Well, our culture hates Ozzie and Harriet.
Yeah.
They hate the traditional family because it exposes their alternative lifestyle as filth and perversion. Mm. So now you have schools that discriminate, Doug, all over the country. Our friend Celeste Thomas, 20 years ago, came on the show in Denver. Mm. She said, I speak all over the country on celibacy. She said, school district after school district, they've told me that I cannot use the word marriage because it's discriminatory. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, mom and her son or dad and the daughter is outlawed, just like the public schools that said during our winter festival, you cannot send your kindergarten to school with green and red napkins.
No.
It reminds some people of Christmas. Yeah. That's how intolerant and hateful the liberal left are.
And you were right. As wickedness is tolerated and celebrated, Christianity, by definition, has to be pushed into the closet.
Right.
Has to be banned.
Somebody's going in the closet.
Yeah.
It's either the homosexuals or it's the Christian mom and dad.
Yeah. Now, the mayor of the Cranston, Rhode Island, the mayor says he's been flooded with calls from angry parents. Parents are upset about this, which does that give you some ray of hope? It really doesn't for me.
It doesn't, because I remember when Columbine happened.
Yeah.
The average person at Columbine, I mean, the typical person that I heard in the media and in person said, we are never sending our kids back into that school until the school reopened and the whole student body was back in the school.
Right. Yeah. That.
So this is what? Short-term memory and very destructive. Yeah. I've had people tell me, I remember a police officer who said, this school is so bad for kids, I would never allow my kids to go to that school.
Yeah.
And I remembered that 8 years later when he sent his kids to that public school.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The angry phone calls are not enough, ladies and gentlemen. If you're sending your kids to the government schools, you're sinning against your child and against the living God, and you will give an account.
Yeah,
I know that's harsh.
That's
very harsh to say.
Well, it's merciful to say it. These are godless schools. You're sending your children to have a godless education.
Yeah.
And so we've got a book on it, The Harsh Truth About Public Schools. 20 years ago, it was so bad.
Yeah.
Forget about that. Today, kids are making porn videos themselves on their cell phones and texting the links to one another in class.
Yeah.
So your 14-year-old boy is going to be watching the girl next to him literally naked during class or lunch break.
And that's the kind of psychological, spiritual damage that kids will never fully recover from.
Right.
You can never fully recover from
that. Right. And if you think your son or your daughter are nice Christian kids, and you send them into that hellhole, that cesspool, well, then they will be the target. If you have a Christian son who wants to live a moral life, a godly life, the girls in that school will be zealous to seduce him.
Yeah, zealous. It's true.
Because they will see that as an accomplishment to get a Christian boy to have sex with them.
And here's how I'm going to connect this story from Cranston, Rhode Island.
To Muhammad?
To Benghazi, Libya.
Oh, my.
I'm going to make that connection right now. The same school district was recently the site of a months-long battle over a prayer banner that hung in the school. The banner was ruled unconstitutional and ordered to be removed by a federal judge after a lawsuit was filed by
the ACLU.
The ACLU, which proves that when we as Christians and just normal, decent people, when we give these people an inch, they will take a mile. If we back off and if we try to make nice, they will. The assault will continue. It's not unlike what's happening in the Middle East where we've been trying to make nice.
Exactly right. And the ACLU, that stands for ACLU, the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld.
Yeah.
And this DVD, Doug, this is one of our BEL televised classics.
Yeah.
So that when people want to watch the old TV show, the classics, they subscribe and they get so many a month mailed to them automatically on DVD.
How many shows is that a month? 8 shows a month.
You could get 8 shows a month. If you want, you could get 12. That costs a little more.
Well worth it.
And so when I mentioned this ACLU debate, this DVD, this is part of the BEL televised classics subscription. So people subscribe and they'll get this 1 month. Mm-hmm. They'll open up their package and lo and behold, the ACLU debate.
Yeah.
Exposing the godless left. Well, we got a phone call. Our number 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278 from up in Longmont. So let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on with Doug McBurney and Bob Enyart. Hey, Scott.
Bob and Doug.
Howdy.
Howdy, Scott.
Hey, my wife of 35 years and I need some advice.
What?
You should be giving advice if you've been married for 35 years.
Well, we don't want to be discriminatory, so shouldn't we get divorced?
Should you get divorced?
I would not recommend that, Scott.
All right, so we can just continue to be discriminatory, I guess.
I guess, you know, you're very, it's like the Muslims. The conservatives are fond of saying Muslims hate us because we're American.
Yes.
Conservatives
yes.
love to say that.
They do say that quite a bit.
That's actually not true. If America became Islamic, they wouldn't hate us because we're American.
Well, no, they wouldn't, would they?
No, of course not. But so anyway, Scott, so we say stay married.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that was easy.
We appreciate your discrimination, Scott, and thank your wife as well.
Yeah, the anti-Christian litigation unit, the ACLU, might disagree, but we are very tolerant of married people.
Yes.
They're intolerant.
I don't mind disagreeing with them. That's fine.
Very good.
Hey, you know, I know you don't hide the fact that you're
You know what, Scott? Hey, Scott, your audio just went out.
Okay.
So could you say
that? How about that? Is that better?
It's a bit better. Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Okay, good.
Are you inside of a 55-gallon drum?
Are you in the International Space Station?
Are you inside a Freightliner?
Probably my Wi-Fi on my wireless phone, doggone it. All this technology is in the way.
Are you on a submarine in the Marianas Trench?
Is it any better now or not good enough?
Quick, while your signal is strong, Scott, go.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm just tired. You shouldn't struggle financially anymore. You need time to promote your in-house materials and to develop them and find your third-party materials as well.
Yeah.
But I think you should be able to make your living on those BEL televised classics that you were speaking about earlier.
The BEL televised classics, only the names have changed. All the topics are the same, and it's just worse.
It's a lot of fun. They're timeless.
The messages are awesome. The shows are great. You don't even need cable. All you need is BAL Classic. and the quality is unbelievable. It's second to none. I don't know what you guys
Hey, Scott, now, wait a minute. I want to hear.
It's great.
All right. Now, I want you to run that by me because you're saying the quality of the today, people are spoiled because everything went HD.
High def.
Everything looks great. So these are older TV shows. They're the BEL televised classics. So, Scott, you're saying the video quality, and how about the audio quality? Explain it to us.
The video and audio quality is no less than stunning.
Stunning is good.
Stunning.
Stunning is good.
Stunning is the word for I want to use for those. So.
That's awesome.
I'm going to let you guys get going, all right. But I just wanted to promote those televised classics. I hope everybody gets either 4, 8, or 12 a month.
Four is available too. Thank you, Scott.
So despite the audio quality of that particular phone line,
right.
I want you to rest assured that the BEL Audio Classics, no, the Video Classics, TV Classics, literally only the names have changed. It's almost as if they're prophetic because you were talking about things 15 and 20 years ago. The fruit is being produced now that you warned
that
us
are,
all about.
That are happening now. Yeah. Right. And it didn't take any special skill. All it is reading God's word so that you're aware of truth and reality. And then you look around and you see what's happening.
Yeah.
And so this is a common Christian phenomenon where people who talk about and teach a Christian worldview easily perceive where things are at and where they're headed. And you know what? Scott was exactly right. People could get four. I just looked it up on our store, Doug.
There you go.
KGov.com. You click on the store.
Yeah.
Four shows a month for $25 a month. Eight shows a month for $40. And 12 shows a month for $50 a month. And you know, Doug, if somebody subscribed to get 12 BEL televised classics a month, I mean, this is more fun than watching Lost in Space.
Oh, yeah. Well, and where else can you get 12 hours of not only entertainment, but education? 12 hours.
Education. And some people have told us that they end up laughing so hard their side hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have told us they ended up throwing their couch across the room. Jason Jones.
That's right. He threw his couch.
Nationally known pro-life activist was an atheist.
Yeah.
Threw his couch
mm-hmm.
because he got so angry at what he was hearing. And then he got on his knees and asked God to forgive him, not for being mad at us, for being mad at God.
Yeah, yeah.
And he became a believer.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Jason Jones. And so many others have we've been able to reach. And so, and if somebody gets 12 shows a month mailed to them on DVD,
yeah,
you know, one fine day you go out to your mailbox, open up a package, and there you'll find DVDs.
Yeah.
How many shows on one DVD? Two shows on one DVD.
Yeah.
So that would be six DVDs. If you get four shows a month, it's two DVDs. And so you open up your package, you get your Bob and Your Life televised classics, and you pop it in when, you know, whenever you want to enjoy yourself and relax.
Yeah.
Instead of having your mind filled with Hollywood filth.
Yeah.
That eventually comes out in the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
Somehow. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, like Honey Boo Boo. Instead of watching Honey Boo Boo, you could watch Bob Enyart televised classics.
What's Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo is the latest barometer of the collapse of Western civilization. No. You haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't.
It's proof that welfare is destroying America.
Should I set my TV to record Honey Boo Boo?
You should watch it at least once because I would like to hear your
take on it. I don't
think
I could. I can't even get myself to try to record it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
It's a national sensation.
Is it one of the 47%? You know the 99%?
Yes, she's one of, no, she's
of the Occupy.
Honey
we
Boo Boo,
are the 99.
Honey Boo Boo's mom is not just one of the 47%. She is, I forget what the statistics are for people who are receiving welfare checks versus people who are working.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's a big part of that statistic over on the left,
okay.
The takers, not right. The producers.
Right, right.
And now she's getting paid to flaunt
you know
the fact.
You know how stupid liberals are? When they
is
say
there any that limit?
That every dollar spent in unemployment insurance, you get an unemployment check and you get a dollar.
Right.
They say for every dollar, we have $1.73 in economic activity. It's just so stupid because the only way an economy prospers, there's only one way, and that's to increase capital.
Right.
Where people are poor and they live, you know, hand to mouth, and they are rice farmers,
yeah.
and they could barely get enough to put a roof over their head mm-hmm. and heat when it's cold and food and water. The only way to improve that is to increase your capital, because then
right.
you buy equipment mm-hmm. or you design and build equipment to help you produce more.
Right.
And you have to produce more than you consume in order to increase capital.
Makes sense.
So that whenever you're steering money away from capital formation to consumption,
yeah.
when you unnaturally do that, then you're consuming capital mm. and you're gradually harming the standard of living of mm. most people.
Yes.
So liberals are idiots, but...
And apparently, Bob, a majority of Americans are entertained
yeah.
watching a family destroy itself. And
right.
I feel, by the way,
I
feel sorry
that.
For yeah. Honey Boo Boo. I don't hold her responsible.
She's
six.
Not the mother.
The mother is, yeah.
But she's the
mother's
kid.
A bit of a problem. All right, let's go to Warsaw, Indiana. John on line 22, speak your mind.
John sees enough. Hi, Bob.
Hello, John. You're on with Doug McBurney, too.
Yes. I'm concerned that both the GOP, the Republican Party, and the Democratic Party are fast taking us to bankruptcy.
Yeah. I would say that's a very reasonable concern.
Yes.
They are.
What do we do about it?
Well, if we keep electing Republicans who spend like drunken socialists,
mm-hmm.
then whenever the Democrats do get in power, then of course they're going to increase that.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising when a Republican adds, you know, you add the national debt, you calculate in the trillions. It's not surprising that a Democrat will do even more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Well, I have an idea on how we prevent the bankrupting and the destruction of our nation.
How?
I, as a father and in my family, I have to restore and uphold biblical morality. And if more of us would do that, we could avoid bankruptcy and the destruction of our nation.
We'll teach more and more people, instead of our Christian leaders who have been seduced, they drink their own Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
They're like drug dealers taking their own product. Mm. And what they end up doing is lying to themselves and defending the most vile wickedness, let alone socialism, let alone those who promote sodomy marriage and child killing and socialist government health care reform. And it just gets worse by the candidates that they affirm.
Mm.
So, of course, when you advocate the enemy, then, of course, you've conceded the war.
Yeah. And I think John in Warsaw, Indiana, has pointed out an important issue is that there really is no hope in our political leaders. The hope does not lie there.
No.
It can't.
And it doesn't mean we should be politically uninvolved. Bob and Your Live is as involved as any ministry has ever been.
Absolutely.
With our political system. But we don't lie to our audience, and we don't want to be deceived and say that this wicked, child-killing, socialist, sodomite supporter
like Mitt Romney
a good...
Not to put too fine a point on it.
No, but for example.
Is
a good leader who wants to protect the family and restore America's security.
Yeah.
That is a lie. So, John, your insight gives me courage. You say, where's our hope? Our hope is in God and in people who follow him who are not deceived. That's where our hope is.
Mm.
That's true, but we don't have a candidate. I mean,
that's true. The Tea Party isn't even
mentioned by the Republican National.
No, the Tea Party drinks their own tea. All right? The Tea Party is for Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
So the Tea Party is for a wild socialist government health care reform, individual mandate, homosexual marriage,
abortion,
child
demand.
Killing.
Yeah. That's right? What they're for.
Freedom robbing commie.
You know what it is, John? It's
all right,
the
commie was over the top.
Mitt Romney is not is an avowed Marxist. That's
right,
the only difference between him and Obama.
Yeah. Agreed.
And now I forgot what I was going to say.
But it was a good point.
It was very
deep. I appreciated it.
It was very deep.
So, John, but here in Colorado and California and elsewhere, people are voting for Tom Hoefling. Other people are writing in Jesus Christ.
I'm going to get a Tom Hoefling sign in my yard. My neighbors put an Obama Biden sign in
their
yard. I
got one of those signs in my yard that say R.
Excuse me. I don't recognize the name Tom Hoefling.
Of course you don't.
Not in Colorado, no.
He's with America's Party. But
John, may or may not be on the ballot in Indiana. No, look him up. Look up America's Party online, and you'll see a man running for president that you could actually vote for.
I guess it might discourage some people, but I don't quite know why, because the Lord guarantees us the victory.
That's right.
The Lord guarantees us the victory, and so regardless of how this election goes, we still have our marching orders in front of us.
That's right. We're
all right. Okay, John? Hey, God bless you, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you.
We're out of time?
So we're out of time, Doug. You're kidding me.
We're out of time? Is that the music?
We need people to support the telethon.
Absolutely.
And I wasn't kidding. If somebody out there wants to become a partner in my life's work, the
50%.
Plot. 50%.
When it gets published.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, you could end up making out and help Bob stay on the air.
God bless you guys.
It's telethon time. It's September. It's the Bob Enyart Live annual telethon. Can you help keep Bob Enyart on the air for another year? I know you can do it. Every subscription, we're giving away Bob's brand new video on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Have you ever wondered what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Have you ever wondered why it is that God put that tree in the midst of the garden? I've wondered a lot of things about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Bob's brand new video version of his insightful teaching on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is free for anyone who subscribes to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month. And with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. Folks, I know you get a lot out of Bob Enyart Live, and it's time to pay a little bit forward. Help keep Bob Enyart Live on the air. Call us up or go to kgov.com, subscribe to one of Bob's monthly teaching series, or just make a donation, $5, $10, $5,000, $10,000. It's the Bob Enyart Telethon. We need your help to keep on the air. God bless you.